Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Mike Chase joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mike is the president of the CCBC. This is the Cape Cod Bay Challenge. It is the 18th annual, the oldest and most recognized stand-up paddleboard event. And why is paddleboarding so hard?
It's that core strength, my guy.
Yeah, it takes a little getting used to, but once you get it down, it's pretty easy, just like anything else.
Yeah, people go out there and do yoga in the middle of the lake. And I'm like, was the floor not challenging enough for you?
So you have a big charity event. It is to benefit Christopher's Haven, and you have a bunch of participants. You guys have raised a ton of money for them. Can you talk about the event and the monies you've raised?
Yeah, sure. The event is being held Saturday, August 9th. And as you mentioned, this is the 18th annual Cape Cod Bay Challenge, which we use CCBC for short. As you also mentioned, the purpose of the event is to raise awareness and money for an unbelievable nonprofit organization called Christopher's Haven. Christopher's Haven is a home away from home for children and families of children who come to Boston for cancer treatment. That treatment can take months. Christopher's Haven consists of 9 apartments in a common area called The Loft, which are located near Mass General Hospital, and they provide housing for the families and the children who come for cancer treatment. And beyond just housing, though, Christopher's Haven also provides families with support for, daily needs, things big and small during their stay, so they can focus their efforts on beating cancer.
The event is either a 16-mile paddle or a 5-mile light paddle. Is it okay to go and just maybe lay down on the sup and then enjoy the after party? Is that okay too?
Yeah, that works. That works perfectly. I mean, we're okay at organizing events, but we're really good at throwing parties. So you should come to the after party for sure.
What happens there?
Yeah. So, I do want to mention that over the past 17 years, we've raised over $1.2 million for Christopher's Haven. Paddlers who want to participate, as you mentioned, can either paddle 16 miles up the coast, or which takes 5 to 6 hours, or do the 4 to 5 mile fun paddle, which takes about an hour. After that, we have a great party down in Marshfield at a place called the Levitate Backyard. Live music, food, beverages, and Levitate, Dan and Jess Hassett from Levitate have been huge supporters of our event for the past 17 years, so we can't thank them enough for that.
Mike, I'm glad you mentioned the $1.2 million raised, because I was about to. That's an incredible figure. And could you maybe speak to how that money was allocated to help other people?
Yeah, so basically it's to fund the operations at Christopher's Haven. I mean, they have 9 apartments, which they rent from the landlord of the building. And it also goes to, support families in terms of bringing dinners into the loft area, also letting them go out to Bruins games, to Red Sox games, to kind of feel a little bit normal when they are, kind of going through a really intense and tough situation.
I still can't get over the paddleboarding for 16 miles portion of this. That's just unbelievable.
For the first 10 years of the event, we actually paddled across Cape Cod Bay, which is where the name came from, which was a 34-mile paddle. And that used to take us 10 to 12 hours. But after 10 years of that, we kind of decided to make it a little more simple and paddle up the coast.
Wow.
16 miles, which is a little bit easier than what we used to do.
I bet your after parties were real subdued after people had paddled 34 miles.
Are they ready to get down?
A lot of sitting.
You'd be amazed at how people want to party after accomplishing something like that. So it's usually a pretty lively after party.
Okay, so the 18th annual Cape Cod Bay Challenge is happening. The date is August what again? I'm sorry, I don't have
August 9th.
August 9th, okay, thank you. So it's happening August 9th. So what you can do, text us here in the studio, at 617-655-1234. We will text you back a link to the Eventbrite registration website where you can take a look at Levitate Backyard. We've got all the information, everything that's happening with it, and find out a little bit more about Christopher's Haven as well. You can search for that online. But if you want a link to get involved, to participate, to, I don't know, volunteer, to donate money, whatever you can do, because it sounds like what they're doing is pretty amazing, and they could definitely use your help and your money and your time. So again, text us here in the studio if you want that information, 617-655-1234. Mike, you and the entire team over there are now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me on the show.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
By the way, if you want to hang out with Dan, you can do that on Saturday, 12 to 2. It is summer grilling. It's happening at the Roach Brothers Supermarket in Mashpee with producer Dan. You can taste samples from Bell and Evans, Bianco and Sons, and Hood Ice Cream.
We got all the goodies.
I was going to say.
We got everything you need. Come see me.
That's going to be a lot of
cool.
Fun.
Yep.
Also, you can win tickets to see Katy Perry, I'm seeing, Dan.
That's right. Famed astronaut Katy Perry. Apparently, she's also a singer.
Imagine that. So this Saturday, 12 to 2, if you're going to be down on the Cape, the Roach Brothers Supermarket there in Mashpee. It's right there by Mashpee Commons. It's a real great, great grocery store. A lot of good stuff in there. So stop by, see producer Dan on Saturday, 12 to 2, and you can win some tickets to see Katy Perry.
And get qualified for the Mixed Beach House.
Oh.
It's a very important part of that.
yes, become a finalist for the Mixed Beach House to see Billy Idol and Kane Brown. So all of that this weekend, 12 to 2, down on the Cape at the Roach Brothers there in Mashpee.
I am super excited about it.
All
right. Come see me.
Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So yesterday we talked a bit about Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom, and are they or aren't they? And although they have not released an official statement, everybody else is saying, yes, it is over. After nearly 10 years together, sources have told, well, depends on who you read, Us Weekly, People, Page Six, it's all over the place,
TMZ,
that they have split but are amicable. It's not contentious at the moment. Katy is, of course, upset but relieved not to have to go through another divorce, as that was the worst time in her life. According to said insider, the couple's relationship has been tense for months, and it's been a long time coming. Apparently, they kind of wanted to wait until the tour was over. They wanted to give it, you know, every chance that they had because they have a child together.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to just walk away. But apparently things, I would imagine that the public delving into it, it being a story and everything, every time you opened up anything, didn't help. So in any way, apparently they're living apart. They were planning on making Westcott Estate in Montecito as their primary home. However, they've been living apart and she's renting it out apparently right now. So he will be in Venice this week, or is in Venice maybe for the Jeff Bezos wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And she's on tour. So
had she only been married once before?
Russell Brand.
That mm-hmm. was the only time she'd been married before. And that was
bad.
I remember when that happened. That was just super messy.
So that happened there. So, Cardi B's boyfriend, one Stephon Diggs, likes to take her fancy places, y'all.
New England Patriots' new wide receiver, if you're unfamiliar.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you so much. He got her a castle.
Oh.
So she
But he got her a castle?
Well, they're staying in one.
Okay.
She posted to her social media, this man got a stain in a castle. I'm talking a real castle. Look at this. This is a real blanking castle. Look at that. There's real crocodiles in there.
Where is this? Are we in Germany? Are we in Europe somewhere? Or, like, where are we?
She says, every time I go to Europe, I can never go to Versailles. But he said, you want a castle? I'll give you a castle. I can't believe we're staying in a place like this. I don't know exactly where it is. I'm sorry. It's not part of my
France,
story.
Maybe.
I apologize. Maybe. Maybe they're there for the wedding or going to Europe for the wedding. I don't know. But apparently she posted a picture of them like sitting at one of those really long tables at either end.
Right.
You know, like they do in movies.
Sure.
I just love these two. I love them so much.
Yeah, you can throw a stick and hit a castle when you're in Europe. They're everywhere.
Yes, I know, but I never stayed in one.
Yeah.
You know,
we stayed in one once.
I visited a couple, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, you don't have wide receiver one money.
That's what I'm talking about.
There's some of them that are like Airbnbs, Dan. You can Airbnb
Did she say crocodiles?
She did.
Well, they have a moat.
I don't know if they're native to Europe, but
you let her live her castle dream.
Just happy for him.
I would watch a TikTok of Cardi B just talking about things inside of a castle. Ow.
You can.
Oh my God! There's a drawbridge.
And Dan, Good Charlotte has unleashed a new single called Rejects. It's their first new song in 5 years. It will appear on their upcoming album Motel du Cap, set for release on August 8th. Here's a little sampling. All my friends. Has a video to go with it and everything.
I wasn't doing a lot for me.
No?
Two guys that are married to Cameron Diaz and Nicole Richie tell me how they wish they were never born at all.
Okay.
Well, maybe they were singing about their youth. they weren't thinking about, 40-year-old Good Charlotte Brothers. They were thinking about 14-year-old Good Charlotte Brothers. Mm. You know, a little reflective song, maybe not their current situation.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. I was curious to hear. We don't have to like everything.
That's okay.
Never going to be able to hear that song again and not think about Dan's quick review there.
My bad.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't going to win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Hit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, mm-hmm. Say hey to Savannah from Everett.
Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good
what
luck.
Did we do yesterday on TV, Kennedy?
It's time for Kennedy.
What time is it? It's time to kick Kennedy out.
That feels real game showy.
It was. It was kind of fun, I'm not going to lie, because they had a little bit of a studio audience when we were there.
Oh, okay.
So there were people. Quanah yelled, "What time is it?" And everybody yelled, "It's time to kick Kennedy out."
Yeah, if you did that, it would just be me. I don't think it would hit the same.
No, it wouldn't.
Half the time, we'd be like, oh.
Oh, that's good.
Savannah Kennedy's left the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. You answer more correctly than Kennedy. You win $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Question number one, Blues Clues host Steve Burns is launching a podcast this fall called Alive, and it is for adults who grew up watching him. It will focus on what it means to stay human in a complicated world. What kind of animal was Blue on Blue's Clues?
A blue dog.
Taylor Swift sang Shake It Off at Travis Kelce's Tight Ends and Friends concert in Nashville. In Shake It Off, Taylor says, "Just think, you've been getting down and out about the liars and the dirty, dirty cheats of the world when you could have been blank."
When you could have been getting down with this sick beat.
On this day in 2004, The Notebook was released. Can you name the duo that starred in that movie?
Oh my God, Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams.
Question number four, a list of celebrities who have famous parents includes Tim McGraw. His dad is the late MLB player Tug McGraw. Who has Tim McGraw been married to since 1996?
Nicole Kidman.
Question number five. Late night, the Boston Celtics drafted a player named Hugo Gonzalez with the 28th pick in the NBA draft. He is European. He's been playing with his hometown team, Real Madrid. Madrid is the capital of which country?
Spain.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What are you up to today, Savannah?
I am just pulling into work.
All right. What do you do?
I make a cannabis seltzer for this company called Levia.
I love Levia!
Yes, thank you so much. I saw you post once, and I told my bosses and everything. Awesome.
When you say you make it, what does
that
mean?
So exciting. I work for production. I mix it, I add the flavoring, and then I carb it up and can it up for you guys. Yeah, it's so cool.
Support them local businesses.
Yeah, we have a lab in-house.
Let's go.
Extract in-house. It's so cool.
Kennedy?
Yeah.
Savannah got 4 out of 5 right.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew which one.
Yeah. These are tough. You ready, Kennedy?
Yes.
Blue's Clues host Steve Burns is launching a podcast this fall called Alive. Which kind of animal was Blue on Blue's Clues?
A dog.
Was that a question at the end of that?
I've never seen it, so yeah,
no. Oh, mail time. Mail's here. Tied to one, question number two. Taylor Swift sang Shake It Off at Travis Kelce's Tight Ends and Friends concert in Nashville. In Shake It Off, Taylor says, just think, you've been getting down and out about the liars and the dirty, dirty cheats of the world when you could have been blank.
You could have been getting down to this sick beat.
Tied it two. On this day in 2004, The Notebook was released. Can you name the duo that starred in the movie?
Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams.
Tied it three. A list of celebrities who have famous parents include Tim McGraw. His dad played in the MLB. He was Tug McGraw.
That's a great ball player name.
Isn't it?
Yep. Who has Tim McGraw been married to since 1996?
Faith Hill.
Tug McGraw chews tobacco in the dugout. Smokes Marlboros when he's not pitching.
Yes, Keith Urban is married to Nicole Kidman. 4-3, question number 5. Last night, the Celtics drafted a player named Hugo Gonzalez with the 28th pick in the NBA draft. He is European. He was playing in his hometown for Real Madrid. Madrid is the capital of which country?
Spain.
That is correct.
España.
That kid had a pretty good day yesterday. So his team, Real Madrid, won the championship for their league.
Uh-huh.
And then he got drafted into the NBA right after.
Oh,
so
how exciting.
It's a pretty good day for him. 19 years old, this kid.
You're kidding me.
No.
What has he done with his life?
I know.
He's been playing basketball for Real Madrid since he was like 4. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Savannah, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening.
We do, and thanks for what you
do. That's okay. Thank you so much, you guys. Have a good day.
You too. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Savannah. I'm from Everett, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, and we want to send producer Dan to your summer camp.
Dan wants to go to summer camp, go canoeing, maybe some archery. Would you like for him to come along and sing campfire songs? Let's get Dan to your kids' summer camp. La 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 la.
I never really went to a summer camp when I was younger. I did as I got a little bit older. I went to the YMCA camp. Mm. That was always my jam. Like, and I was probably 12, 13, 14 years old. I did go one time to a summer camp, like when I was maybe sixth grade. Broke my leg the first day of summer camp playing softball.
That's tough.
That was brutal. And it was back in the days where they put that cast on you that went from like your toe up to your groin. So it was full summer, you know, summer
95 degrees
for the entire summer with that plaster of Paris crap. Oh, it was brutal.
You're just watching all the kids swimming in the lake.
Yeah, it was not fun. Taking a shower with a garbage bag on my leg every time. So what we are looking for is if you are part of a summer camp in the area and you do all of the fun summer campy things, Kennedy, like archery, what else is on our list?
Well, there's canoeing, and then there's things like, you know, arts and crafts. You make, like, keychains, and you make things like that, you know.
Like they used to, in the 90s, you had something called, like, GIMP that you would tie into bracelets.
Something.
I don't know if that's still a thing.
Yeah, yeah. I think that there are indoor activities, outdoor activities, all kinds of things. And kids say the darndest things, and Dan always gets them too. So I'm here for that.
Yeah, so the idea is that we would send Dan to your camp for a little while. He would learn what it's all about, report back to us, and then also, like Kennedy said, bring us some funny audio. I know Barrett's YMCA camp on the Cape, they do a thing like a color wars where, you know,
that's big.
Yeah, they do a big battle over the course of the last couple of days with all these different, you know, a three-legged race or a balloon fight and all these other
capture the flag and stuff.
Yeah, 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 exactly. And you mostly went to sports camps growing up.
Yeah, I went to like hockey camps or football camps, stuff like that.
Right, 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 right. So here's what we want you to do. You can text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. If you have a camp that producer Dan could come hang out for a little while, again, 617-655-1234. Text us here in the studio. Kennedy, what kind of camp did you go to growing up?
Well, I didn't. My sisters went to sleepaway camp. They would go. They would be gone for like a month and a half.
Oh, I never did sleepaway.
So
yeah.
They did that. I never went because I was always working or I had like cheerleading camp or something stupid like
See,
that.
See, that's the cool. That's where you make like lasting lifelong
no,
friends.
No, they would
and
come
stuff.
Back and
going
I would
to camp
always,
for like 2 months.
Yes, I would always be so jealous because mm-hmm. they were, you know, they had friends. They were moving up, you know, becoming like CITs and things like that.
Oh, counselor in training.
They were, you know, on the lake and they, you know, and you were away from home.
Like
for
I had
like
my
month.
First kiss behind the cabin. We were supposed to be in bed.
Well,
like, yeah.
Yeah,
that kind of stuff.
But they think things like that.
I assume that's what teenagers are doing at camp.
And we've gotten some emails from some folks, and I really appreciate it. We're just trying to build a list that Dan can work around and try and come see you. So we appreciate it.
Yeah, the idea is that in the month of July, maybe once a week, Dan would visit a different summer camp.
That's right.
And then talk to the kids and then bring it back to the show.
Taking the show on the road.
Yeah. Yeah, Barrett is going to be, I think now, well, like what you were saying, getting to know the kids over summer. So this will be the third year in a row that he's gone to this summer camp. And it is kind of cool because some like he's got to know one kid and is now on his lacrosse team that he first met at summer camp 3 years ago. He goes with his best friend every summer. And that summer camp's been there, I don't know, 50, 100 years. Mm-hmm. Just generation, like our friends. Mm-hmm. Mom went there because they have a boys and a girls side. Mm-hmm. So like the mom went there, the daughters went there, the son is going there.
It's a rite of passage, man.
It really is. All right.
I'll definitely be the only soon-to-be 36-year-old at the camp. Do you think that automatically makes me a counselor just off the strength?
Well, I imagine the counselors are all there around your age maybe, at least.
No, the director's uncle.
Yeah, no, the director's your age, Dan.
Let's get Dan to your kids' summer camp.
La, 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 la.
The guy that owns the property that the camp is on is your age, Dan. 617-655-1234. Again, you can text us here in the studio if you want to get Dan to your summer camp this summer. 617-655-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
It is time to play Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's do a test round, Kennedy, before we get our contestant on, okay?
All right.
I'm going to play you a piece of audio. It's a story of somebody. And then you have to guess, did this happen when they were a little kid or when they were a drunk adult?
All right.
You ready?
Yep.
I dropped hot cocoa on my grandmother's buttocks.
Little kid or drunk adult, Kennedy?
A little kid?
I was a little kid.
Yay!
My grandmother had thrown out her back. She was laying on her stomach, and she asked me if I could get her some hot cocoa. I ended up grabbing it for her and then tripping on a rug. So I spilled the cocoa all over her butt. And she started screaming and shouting, my ass, you burnt my ass.
Well, I was not expecting that this morning, but here we are.
Kelly from Jacob. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
All right, Lumineers at Fenway Park. You could be there. We're going to play Little Kid or Drunk Adult. You understand how the game works?
Yes.
Get a bunch of these right and you win. Get a bunch of them wrong, you probably win anyway. Here's the first one. Take a listen.
I wore the bottoms to a girl's bikini, pretending to be Michael Phelps.
Is that a little kid or a drunk adult?
I'm going to say drunk adult.
That's what I would have said, too.
I was a drunk adult.
Hey!
I was in college.
Yay!
People must have hanging out, drinking by the pool, and I decided to go find my girlfriend's bikini bottoms, threw those bad boys on, which showed everyone way too much. Ran outside, declared I was Michael Phelps, and jumped in and started swimming laps. My girlfriend was not for being embarrassed, but because I stretched out her favorite bikini. We've now been married for almost 10 years now.
Oh my God.
He'd have to shave all his body here and then put on the bikini to be full Michael Phelps.
All right, that is one down. Here we go. Next one. Take a listen to their story.
I drank a big glass of milk and projectile vomited everywhere.
Did that happen when they were a little kid or a drunk adult?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with drunk adult again.
Okay.
I was a drunk adult. It was during the holidays. We were all staying at my folks' house for Christmas. We'd been playing games, got hammered in the middle of the night. I slipped downstairs, ate about 10 Oreos, and washed it down with a big glass of milk. As I'm downing the milk, my older sister came into the kitchen and says, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm washing down my Oreos." She said, "With your next milk that I pumped." The gagging instantly kicked in, and there was no turning back.
I thought it was going to be like, you know, one of those challenges. That's why I thought it was a drunk adult for sure.
No, that is not it. All right, you're doing great so far. Here's the next one. Take a listen to their story.
I got kicked out of a museum for knocking over an astronaut display.
Little kid or drunk adult?
I'm going to go with little kid.
I was a drunk adult. I had a few bottles of wine and went to a museum with my boyfriend. I climbed the security rope and tried taking a selfie with a huge astronaut display. I lost my balance and fell into the display. The entire thing was destroyed. I started to drunk cry and we were quickly asked to leave the museum.
Oh, no.
I would never show my face again.
I don't think I've ever pre-gamed a museum that hard.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Three bottles of wine. Let's go look at the exhibits.
All right. Last one, little kid or drunk adult, take a listen.
I licked a stranger's ice cream cone because it looked good.
Did you get that?
I licked a stranger's ice cream cone because it looked good.
Little kid or drunk adult?
Let's go with drunk adult.
I was a little kid. I thought it was my dad's friend, so I thought I'd lick his ice cream cone. He was not my dad's friend, and it was a complete stranger. Who was not amused? He did not take it all that well.
Well, you got 2 out of 4, right? That's good enough
that
for us.
Good.
Yeah.
Good enough for the whole thing.
Awesome. Yes, we're going to give you the tickets.
Thank you so much.
Yes, of course. You're going to go see the Lumineers. They're going to be at Fenway Park on July 17th. Brought to you by our friends at Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh.
Thank you.
There'll probably be several drunk adults and maybe some little kids there.
Very true.
Oh, that is so good. All right, hang on just a minute.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Chris from Belmont.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Kennedy. How's it going?
It's going.
Also, Eddie is in the car. He's 9 years old and on the way to summer camp. Good morning, Eddie.
Hello, Kennedy.
Hello.
Do you guys have archery at camp, Eddie?
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go. Yeah. That is a big win. What's the name of your camp?
Running Brook.
All right. Good deal. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. She is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. The Social Network Part 2 is in the works. It'll be based on an expose the Wall Street Journal did on Facebook. There's no word if the lead is coming back to play Mark Zuckerberg. Who played Zuckerberg in the Social Network movie?
Oh, that was... Andrew Garfield. Jesse Eisenberg.
Question number two. Aubrey Plaza and Nick Offerman both share a birthday today. They were co-stars for 7 seasons on which hit TV show?
That was... Community.
Question number three. Ariana Grande, 32 today. Name this Ariana song that spent 8 weeks at number one. Hold on one second. I'll have my clip. I ain't got my clip. Where's my clip? There it is.
Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favorite things.
Name that song, Chris.
I have absolutely no idea.
It's not your wheelhouse?
Question number four.
Not my wheelhouse.
Sources say Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have amicably split, and that Katy is relieved to not have to go through another divorce. They've been engaged since 2019, but never married. Katy Perry has only been married once before. Who was she married to?
Oh, Russell Brand.
Question number five. Zach Bryan was at a bar in Dublin, Ireland, and he overheard one of the staff mentioning he was working late night shifts to pay for college, so Zach left him a $7,000 tip. Name the song that launched Zach Bryan into the mainstream. It was his first top 10 hit back in 2022.
Again, not my wheelhouse. I don't know.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Feels like he's just trying to do that to make up for being a jerk to Brianna Chicken Fry.
I don't think the two have anything to do with each other.
I do. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Chris got 2 out of 5.
Well done.
Yeah, these are hard.
Not really.
Yeah,
they're hard.
Here we go. Question number one, Kennedy. The Social Network Part 2 is in the works. It'll be based on an expose the Wall Street Journal did on Facebook. There's no word if the lead is coming back to play Mark Zuckerberg. Who played Mark in The Social Network?
Jesse Eisenberg.
Tied at 1. Aubrey Plaza and Nick Offerman both share a birthday today. They were co-stars for 7 seasons on which hit TV show?
Parks and Rec.
Not Community, Parks and Rec. 2-1. Ariana Grande, 32 today. Named this song. It spent 8 weeks at number one.
Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favorite things.
Seven rings.
3-1. Question number four. Sources say Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have amicably split, and that Katy is relieved to not have to go through another divorce. They've been engaged since 2019, but they never got married. Katy has only been married once before. To whom?
Russell Brand.
Yes, Russell Brand. 42. Zach Bryan was at a bar in Dublin, and he overheard one of the staff mentioning he was working late night shifts to pay for college, so Zach left him a $7,000 tip. Name the song that launched Zach Bryan into the mainstream success with his first top 10 hit back in 2022.
Oh, I don't know.
Something in the Orange.
It's a great song.
Oh, unbelievable song. 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Chris, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we appreciate you and Eddie listening this morning. Eddie, have a great day at camp, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. We had fun.
All right.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Chris and from Belmont, and we can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So I don't know if it's just me, but it feels like the jury from the Karen Reed trial are talking a lot, when it feels like a lot of times in a trial like this that the jurors would not be talking.
Didn't they talk after the OJ trial? Didn't a lot of them talk and come out after that?
I can't remember.
Because, like, in my head, it doesn't feel surprising. But then when I saw the story you were speaking of earlier of Emily saying, "This is wild," then I realized I probably needed to
Emily,
do a little more research.
We're talking about Emily D. Baker, of course, everybody's favorite law nerd. You can find her on the Law Nerd app. Real quick before we get Emily on. So this is the jury foreman. He was on the Today Show the other day talking about the verdict.
We looked at all the evidence that we was presented with, and we made our decision off of that. Some had their own personal opinions on what the case should be or whatever, and was trying to go down like a personal feelings and stuff like that, and we had to stick to what evidence we had in front of us and go with that. So it was more or less just trying to figure out that part, and it took us a couple of days to really get the gears going, but when we did, it was smooth trails after that.
Good morning, Emily. Emily, are you there?
Oh, I'm here. Good morning.
Hey.
Sorry about that.
Emily, your microphone.
So I want to get into the Diddy trial in just a minute, but let's go back to Karen Reed. And does it feel like to you that there's a lot more jurors talking about this than in other high-profile cases, or is that just me?
Yes, it is a lot of jurors talking. It's not just that they've given one interview either. The jurors have given numerous interviews. So we've not just heard from numerous jurors, but we've heard quite a lot from the jurors, which I'm really thankful for because we have a really full picture of how they thought about the case, how they thought about the evidence, and how they made their decision, which I'm thankful for.
What's the most, what's the thing that enlightened you the most, I guess, in listening to all of these jurors speak? What was the thing that you went, oh, that was your light bulb moment?
It was really nice to hear the jurors talking about similar things that we have been talking about over the last 9-10 weeks, and to hear them all talk about how much they respected each other. I think I was very, very much pleased to hear after all the time how well they worked together. And we learned about the jurors that got moved seats because one juror couldn't hear. And we learned about the kind of false start with the verdict where they filled out the verdict form, then they pulled it back, then they filled it out again. And I was happy to hear filling in the gaps on some of those things. And the juror foreperson said very candidly, one of the jurors got uncomfortable over lunch. And so we pulled back the verdict and then talked about it more and then went forward when everybody was comfortable. So they really did treat the process and each other with a great deal of respect and thoughtfulness. And that's really nice to hear from the jurors.
And what about the civil case? How long do you think before that proceeds?
The civil case had been put on a hold, if you will. It had gone forward to a point until the criminal case was done. So I think we'll see motions on that in the next few weeks, if not the next few months. Civil cases do take quite a while, but it will be moving forward now that the criminal case has resolved.
All right, let's talk about Sean Diddy Combs. Of course, he's facing 15 years if convicted on all of the charges. So the defense argues sex acts were consensual. The prosecutors claim, you know, that Diddy used force, fraud, threats in this sex trafficking trial.
It's been an awful court case to have to be a part of, I think. And these women having to relive their lives like that. I hate it.
Closing arguments start today, right?
Closing arguments start today, and on some of the charges, he can face up to life. So he's facing a substantial amount of time. Closing arguments, they're expecting to take 2 days. And with those racketeering charges and the trafficking charges, it's a very serious case, but it's also going to be complex, incredibly complex jury instructions, which everyone who followed Karen Reed knows. If the complex jury instructions are confusing, it can slow the jury down. And the judge really wanted this case to go to the jury before 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And they're a little ahead of schedule because the defense didn't put on any witnesses. And Sean Combs spoke pretty openly in court about not testifying and complimented the judge on what a good job he was doing with the trial, which I don't think I've seen a defendant be like, and by the way, Your Honor, excellent trial. Thank you so much. So that was a new one for me as well.
Yeah.
Is it weird that they didn't call any witnesses? Is that weird or is that normal?
In this type of case, I am not surprised that they didn't call any witnesses. They probably feel that they've made enough headway that they're going to make in cross-examination. And I don't think they could have called Sean Combs, though I wasn't sure that he wouldn't want to testify. Sometimes defendants feel that they have to tell their side of the story, but when they trust their lawyers and trust that they've done well on cross-examination, they can be persuaded not to. But I wasn't sure whether or not he would be the one to testify.
Yeah, I guess it's, you know, whichever narrative that these jurors, you know, figure out has more weight to them is what's going to happen.
Yes, and we've seen the defense be very consistent from the beginning, arguing that Sean Combs is not a good guy, that these acts are horrible and that he is abusive, but this is not a domestic violence case. This is a bigger case than that. And what it's not is trafficking and racketeering. So they're really going after that nuanced legal distinction between some of these things happen, but these things aren't what the government says that they are.
All right. Well, thank you. Emily D. Baker, who you can find on the Law Nerd app. Is there another case out there that you're paying attention to that we can watch you follow along on YouTube?
Well, the Brian Koberger case be starting in August, and it depends. We're waiting on a ruling from the judge that I'm going to be talking about more next week. And then the Donna Adelson case in Florida, which is a conspiracy to commit murder and solicitation of murder case, that should also be going to trial in August, but it's had a lot of bumps in the road, so I'm not 100% sure it will. And then as we get into the new year, because Koberger will take us into 2026, we'll be looking at the Corey Richens poisoning case in Utah. So there's a few that are going to trial, and as always, something else will go to trial in that time too. But Koberger is going to take up quite a bit of time.
If you don't know, that's the one who was accused of killing the college students.
Yes.
And then just quickly, I heard you ran into some friends of ours at the Dave Matthews concert in South Carolina.
I ran into the most amazing Carson and Kennedy fans in South Carolina.
Get
they are
here.
Huge fans of yours. Yes, they are huge fans of both of yours. And we chatted about how, not only how long they've loved your show, but how much they love your show. They were sitting right behind us at Dave, and we got to, you know, eat, drink, and be merry as we were dancing along. But it was really fun
to chat
about how lovely you both are and how much your show means to your community, and how much they enjoy following along every day. So I met so many fans from Boston and South Carolina.
That's awesome.
Everybody needed a hug. It was so much fun. So,
well, thank you for that.
It was really nice to see.
Thank you for being part of the family.
Yeah, thank you. Emily D. Baker. Find Emily on the Laurel Nerd app. You can also find her on YouTube or across all of her social media, and she keeps up with all of these trials and then puts it in kind of a language that is much easier for us to understand.
Yes.
It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Kennedy on Mix
104.1. I'm coming to the realization that my son is just he's just hitting that age where he's just not around a lot now, especially with summertime.
Mm-hmm. You know, isn't that what you want? Go touch grass and stuff.
I do, I do. But then also, he's now out in the world on his own, and I'm you know, you're second guessing every parenting decision that you make.
Oh, he's a very good young man.
I'm not worried about him. It's just the environment around him. I'm just, because now he's not, you know, he's just going off and hanging out with other people that I barely know.
Do you have him low jack though?
I do.
All right.
I do.
That's half the battle, right?
Spent a lot of my day yesterday just watching a blue circle on an app.
That would be me.
Traverse around the city and the neighborhood. That's my life now, is opening up that app and seeing, where is he? Why is he there? Why didn't he tell me he was going to be there? And how long before I can pepper him with some text to go, hey, what's up?
It's such a different world now. Because when I was 14 in the early 2000s, you would just leave.
And that's what,
Dan, welcome to the 70s, babe. We were free-range children.
You'd call your friend at their parents' house, see if they're around, or go find where the bikes were. And then you would come back when it was late.
Go find where the bikes were. Yes, yes.
And this is my internal struggle, because I just think about when I was... So he is going into ninth grade next year. Mm-hmm. So the summer before you started high school, mm-hmm. think about that moment in your life. Where were you? I know where I was living.
At the mall, probably. I was at the mall a lot.
I was spending a lot of time on my bike and my skateboard and my surfboard.
Yeah.
And I would leave at 7 a.m. to go catch early waves, and I wouldn't see my parents until, you know, 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night.
Just some cool bud and tasty waves.
That wasn't quite that. It wasn't Spicoli, but it was close to that. But, and so now I'm just trying to allow him the breath and the space to do.
Yeah, you got to. You gotta get the space to make the mistakes. That's how you learn. It's how you grow.
Right. But I'm also just like, oh my gosh, what, you know, yesterday he went to meet a couple of girls and they were going to go do one thing. And he says, we're going to go do this one thing. And so after they're gone about an hour, I check the app and they're not doing that one thing.
You know how girls are. We change our minds all the time.
So how long can I wait before I can text him and be like, yo, you're not doing what you said you were going
to
do.
As soon as you want to. That is the joy of being a parent, is it not?
So I text,
I see you.
but I don't want him to feel like I'm watching him all the time. So I just sent him a text. I was like, hey, so did you make it, you know, did you make it to where you said you were going to go? And he calls me. He's like, oh, no, we ended up not going there. We're going to go swimming.
And there you go.
So now they're going to go down, you know, to the, you know, to the water in Charlestown, some little area where the kids will swim.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like,
well, he told you. He didn't lie. I say gold star.
Is there a lifeguard there? You're not a great swimmer. These are all the things that are running through my head.
It doesn't matter if he's a great swimmer. He was like, girls in bathing suits, let's change the plan.
That's exactly it.
Is there a lot of riptides down near you, Carson?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
You know, I mean, it's city swimming, you know.
You're all right.
You got to look out for those Charlestown sharks.
Yeah, right. You'd be okay.
I mean, they're swimming in the bay there, you know, the
Boston
exactly. Harbor.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's not the oceans of Florida.
Right. And it's not the Charles, so I don't think he's going to come out glowing either. But I was just like, okay. And so the night before last, he hung out with this group, and I said be home by 9:45, and he didn't get home till 9:50. And he was very nonchalant about the whole thing. And the bro, it was 5 minutes.
Is he still calling you bro?
And I said to him, first of all, I'm not your bro. And second of all, if I ask you to be home at 9:45 is the time. And
if you're going to be late, let me know.
And these are the responsibilities that as you get older, we're going to give you more responsibilities, like driving at some point. But I can't give you new responsibilities if you're not handling the lesser responsibilities. So I said to him yesterday, I was like, so your curfew tonight is 9:30. I took 15 minutes off. And that kid was home at like 9:28. I was like,
just
all
six
right.
months, Carson.
Yep. So I was like, so I'll give him back 9:45 tonight if he wants it. We'll see where that goes.
There you go.
And I'll just be.
To be alive, out in the water, hanging out with girls, coming home at 9:45.
He's out there, man.
Woo! Living.
Summer 2025.
14 and a half years old. Lax bro life.
Go get it.
Lax bro life.
Good for him.
There's a whole compilation of Dare commercials on YouTube. Ha!
Oh, I have these thoughts, Dan. I have these thoughts.
You could show them like the egg frying. This is your brain on drugs.
Bro, I have these thoughts. These are what's going through my head as I'm watching that blue circle traverse around the neighborhood.
He's a good boy. You have instilled in him good values.
I know.
And I realize that there are times that there are people you surround yourself with who look like they're good people, and maybe they lead you down a little path, but you learn from those things. I ran with some wild girls, but I did not do the things that they did. But I ran with them.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
But I get it.
I was the kid that would lead you down a bad
path. There it is, Daniel.
I was probably close to that too, Daniel. That's my concern. He's going to end up doing some of the things that I did.
Yeah, but none of us had Lana as a mother, so I'm just going to say, you're good.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Dan, we seem to have lost our contestant.
Whoops. All right.
Did you happen to grab their phone number?
Nope, so let's go figure this out.
All right. Call back, I guess. Lisa from Quincy?
I feel like we should have her number.
Is it the same? I think it's a different Lisa from Quincy.
There's a few Lisa from Quincy we speak to on the regular.
Well, this is the one that has the daughter named Ellie who's on her way to tennis camp. So if you want to call us back real quick in the studio at 617-655-1234. Let's see. Campy Kennedy presented by good friends at Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. You can find out more if you go to SubaruOfNewEngland.com. I was trying to think back to one of the first events that I ever did, and it was definitely a car dealership in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some concert tickets. We had a station vehicle that we took out there. And I remember the free pizza of it all.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big deal. That was always a big deal, was the free pizza at the car dealership.
Yeah.
In my first days of doing 100%. Appearances. Anyway, let's see if we got... Dan's coming around the corner. Are we good now? Is this Lisa from... Good morning, Lisa. You there?
We're here.
Hey.
Okay. We lost you. Sorry about that. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Is Ellie there as well?
She is.
Hey, good morning, Ellie.
Good morning.
All right, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Selena Gomez says her childhood crush was Ice Cube.
That's an interesting choice.
Starting at 18, Selena had an eight-year on-again, off-again relationship with which other celebrity and singer?
Justin Bieber.
A list of celebrities who have famous parents include Bryce Dallas Howard. She's the daughter of Ron Howard. Bryce Dallas Howard starred opposite Chris Pratt in which blockbuster movie franchise?
Jurassic Park.
A list of celebrities.
Sorry, it's the same exact setup.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I hadn't had a chance to read the questions until right now. My apologies. On that list of celebrities who have famous parents, it includes LMFAO member Redfoo. He's the son of Motown founder Berry Gordy Jr. Name this LMFAO song. It spent 8 weeks at number one.
Yeah, I'm running through these halls like Trano. I got that devilish flow, rock and roll, no halo. We party rock. Yeah, that's the crew that I'm repping on a rise to the top. No lead in our Zeppelin.
Hey. Can you name that song, please?
Party rock.
Question number four, Jurassic World Rebirth star Scarlett Johansson thinks her husband Colin Jost would do better fighting dinosaurs than his co-host Michael Che. What do Colin Jost and Michael Che host together?
Weekend Update.
And question number five, Kristen Cavallari says she dreams of leaving the spotlight and running a simple coffee shop in Mexico. Cavallari first rose to fame in 2004 as a cast member of a popular MTV reality show. Remember, what is the name of the show?
Oh, I watched it. Laguna Beach.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
We all watched it. That was must-watch TV back in the day. Ellie, you're going to tennis camp today?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite tennis player?
Nah.
Okay. I suggest you look up Coco Gauff or Aryna Sabalenka. They're awesome.
Okay.
Kennedy?
Yeah.
Lisa got 4 out of 5.
Woo! Well
Pretty
done.
Good, right?
Yeah.
Selena Gomez says her childhood crush was Ice Cube. Starting at 18, Selena had an eight-year on-again, off-again relationship with which other celebrity and singer?
Was it Justin Bieber?
Did you forget that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's wild, right? Tie to one. A list of celebrities who have famous parents includes Bryce Dallas Howard. She's the daughter of Ron Howard. She starred opposite Chris Pratt in which blockbuster movie franchise?
Jurassic World.
And speaking of celebrities who have famous parents, LMFAO's Redfoo is the son of Motown founder Berry Gordy Jr. Name this song from LMFAO, Kennedy. Take a listen.
Yeah, I'm running through these halls like Trano. I got that devilish flow, rock and roll, no halo. We party rock.
Party rock.
Yeah, that's the crew that I'm repping on a rise to the top. No lead in our Zeppelin.
Hey. Name the song.
Is it Party Anthem?
Party Rock Anthem.
Ugh.
Tied at 2. Question number 4. Speaking of Jurassic World, Rebirth star Scarlett Johansson thinks her husband Colin Jost would do better fighting dinosaurs than his co-host Michael Che. What do Colin Jost and Michael Che host together?
Weekend Update.
Tied at 3. Going to the final question.
It all comes down to this.
Kristen Cavallari says she dreams of leaving the spotlight and running a simple coffee shop in Mexico.
Sure, man.
Of course, she rose to fame in 2004 as a cast member on a popular MTV reality show named The Show.
Okay.
I knew this was going to mess up.
Laguna Beach, or was it? Because there were two of them.
We asked you.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Laguna Beach.
The Hills was the spinoff, Kennedy.
That's
the Hills
it.
Was the spinoff. Woo! 4-4, Izzy.
I thought you had me, Lisa.
Yeah, it was.
Really cool.
Yeah, you tied. I'm sorry, Ellie. It was a tie, and Kennedy gets the win at a tie. It's like being stuck at Love, Love Forever. It's a tennis pun, Dan.
Yeah, but they both got 4, so that does not like love at all.
40-40, I guess.
Just a tennis pun that didn't work.
Yeah, just a terrible tennis pun. That's what it was. Side out, Carson.
Okay, stop.
Okay, I'll stop. You can't be serious. All right, Lisa. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but thank you both for listening and then calling into play. We do appreciate that. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Lisa and Ellie from Quincy, and we cannot be Kennedy.
Have fun at camp.
I guess you said
I don't get a
Oh, I don't know what happened there. I'm just going to go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's gonna be a Subaru summer. Check out SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Mary from Waltham.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
She's leaving to head into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening while she's in there. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win $1,000.
That's a lot of dollars.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's a lot of dollars.
I concur.
If you tie, though, that's a loss for you. Are you ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
This movie that features Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Girl, The Human Torch, and The Thing will release July 25th. They released the final trailer yesterday. Can you name the movie?
The Fantastic Four.
Question number two. Doechii and Tyler, the Creator, dropped a new song called Get Right. Doechii has a hit that we're playing right now. It samples Somebody That I Used to Know from Gautier. Can you name the song?
Yesterday.
Question number three. If Brad Pitt's F1 gets you in the mood for more racing movies, some of the classics to try are The Love Bug, The Cannonball Run, and Days of Thunder, also The Fast and Furious or Gran Turismo. In The Love Bug, what kind of car was Herbie?
Volkswagen.
More specific,
yeah,
please.
Yeah.
Volkswagen Bug.
You need to tell me the brand of car. That's what they called it. It was the Love Bug, but it was a Volkswagen what?
Volkswagen Thing.
There was a Volkswagen Thing, but that ain't it. Question number four. The original host of Blue's Clues is launching a podcast this fall. It's called Alive, and it is for the adults who grow up watching him. It will focus on what it means to stay human in a complicated world. Who was the original host of Blue's Clues? What's his name? And I'll actually just take his first name.
I can't remember.
Okay. Question number five. This Duke University basketball player from Maine just got drafted number one in the NBA draft by the Dallas Mavericks. What is his name?
Yeah, I don't get that one either. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. They're tough. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What are you up to today, Mary from Waltham?
I'm just breathing the cool air.
That's a girl.
Looking Facts. At the tomato plants that God planted from last year. Life is good.
They came back?
Yes, God tomatoes.
Wow, that's amazing.
I'll bring some over to the studio once they grow and ripen.
Do you understand what that means, Dan?
No, she said God tomatoes?
Yes, because she didn't plant seeds, but they grew again.
Is that unusual for
God
tomatoes?
God did it.
Yes.
You sound like Khaled. God did. They didn't believe in us. They didn't want us to have beautiful heirloom tomatoes.
These might be big boys. I'm not sure.
I cannot.
All right, Kennedy. Mary got 1 out of 5. All right, these are tough, Kennedy. Here we go. Question number one. This movie that features Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Girl, The Human Torch, and The Thing releases July 25th, and they released the final trailer yesterday. Can you name the movie?
Fantastic Four?
Tied at one. Doechii and Tyler, the Creator, have dropped a new song called Get Right. Can you name the hit by Doechii that we play? It samples Somebody That I Used to Know from Gotye.
Anxiety.
Two to one. Question number three. If Brad Pitt's F1 gets you in the mood for more racing movies, you want to try some other classics like The Love Bug, Cannonball Run, Days of Thunder, The Fast and Furious, or maybe Gran Turismo, Kennedy.
Okay.
In The Love Bug, what kind of car was Herbie?
A Volkswagen Bug.
I need a specific kind. No, yes, a Bug was a nickname for that kind of car, but that's not what the car was.
Oh, a Beetle, a Volkswagen Beetle.
It was a 1963 Volkswagen Beetle, to be specific.
I just have flashbacks to playing Punch Buggy as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Did they stop making those? You don't see them on the road anymore.
They just stopped within the past maybe 5 years, I think.
I haven't punched anyone in the arm when you yell Punch Buggy in ages.
Really? Barrett does it all the time. Hang out with him. Got me like 2 days ago, and it hurt.
I'm not looking for Punch Buggies anymore.
3-1, question number four. The original host of Blue's Clues is launching a podcast. It's called Alive, and it will be for the adults who grew up watching him and focus on what it means to stay human in a complicated world. What is his name?
Steve.
Yep, Steve Burns. 4-1, question number five. This Duke University basketball player from Maine just got drafted number one in the NBA draft by the Dallas Mavericks. Who is he?
I feel like it's a Cooper something. W or an F. Cooper something.
It is not Cooper something. It is Cooper Flag.
Oh, I was kind of close.
You were very close. 4-1 is the final score. Good job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Those were very, very difficult. And Mary, you were a delight to have on the show. And I can't wait to try some of God's tomatoes. Yep.
Yes. Just like those tomatoes, you will come back stronger, Mary.
Yes.
I will drop some tomatoes off as soon as they grow and ripen.
Lovely. Thank you.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Mary from Waltham, and I can't beat Kennedy because she beat me so sweetly.
God, dude.
Sweetly.
God, dude.
God, dude.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.